So how many owls do you have then? Well, I'm trying to figure it out.
I have five owls.
Five Harry Potter owls, man. The Harry Potter nerd, the female's gonna be all over you.
That's why I get them.
Yeah, because apparently you the Fan Critic Studios is literally right across the street from the liquor store. You cannot lie about that. That is not a joke, people. So if you ever heard ZZ that located behind the liquor store, then he is not lying to you right now.
Sometimes the owls get the wrong kind of liquor, then I gotta beat the fuck out of them. Teach them right.
I don't blame you for beating them, whatever. You know, when I was looking for my new place, I damn near wanted to be near a liquor store for the simple fact that I'm an alcoholic, so, you know. It's very good to have one right across the street from you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure it is. I mean, unless you're a recovering alcoholic.
What was that?
Unless you're a recovering alcoholic.
Well, you know. If you're a recovering alcoholic, that's even better then. Remember when Denzel didn't fight? He took when he attacked that bottle of vodka. That vodka didn't stand a chance against Denzel. Not gonna lie, that equalizer looked pretty good, Denzel. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, animals are crazy.
Yeah, Mr. Panic, that's why you gotta beat them, though. Hopefully they just don't bite back like this movie we're about to do.
Is this a movie?
It's a TV movie.
Yeah. A Discovery TV movie.
I guess you can kind of say in the documentary format, if you will, right?
It is.
Kind of a documentary, whatever. But hey, anyway, people, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 56. I'm the phenomenal one, MovieSportsPodcast.com, of course.
This is Z from the FanCritic.com.
Yeah, people, we're talking about the highly successful movie, Oscar award winning, 2011, When Animals Bite Back.
And the reason why there's no polling is I had no combat against this pick.
My turn to pick this week, people, and I just threw a movie out there that I saw on Discovery Channel, and I found out it was on Netflix. And then next, you know, just threw it out there and just said, fuck it, I'll go with that. You wanted something different? I got something different for your ass, man.
And I had no way to. I was like, in Cujo? I don't know. Jaws?
This is Throwback Tuesday. Not only is it our second documentary, but it is our first TV movie and our first Discovery Channel movie for that.
And it's first reality.
Transformer wasn't reality?
Oh, fuck. Well, what, Labyrinth?
Yeah, Transformer.
Labyrinth was reality.
Yeah, I was about to say Punisher Warzone was reality.
Yeah, Labyrinth was reality because that's what happens after you take LSD.
Friday was reality.
Friday's a typical Friday in Compton.
Friday is my Thursday mornings.
How do you get fired on your day off?
Yeah, exactly. That Friday is about to be today. but yeah, you know, I was watching this thing. The funny thing is, Discovery Channel does have its numbers. I'm not gonna lie, it does have huge numbers on there. I don't think, like, granted, it's like an FX or anything like that, but man, I'll be watching the hell out of some Discovery Channel. But sometimes, man, I do not like watching that channel because. Man, when they show you these kind of videos, or like when they go around the world and show you the insects and shit like that, or man, they start showing you shit you didn't even think it existed.
They, Discovery, what they do, like, I believe it's Planet Earth, the one Oprah narrated.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful freaking video to watch. I still want to get that in Blu-ray. Because it's just remarkable.
Shit like that is incredible. I was watching this thing, but this shit like this freaked me out. I was watching Deadliest Insects.
Oh, God, yeah.
Insects in the World or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. I ain't never going to South America. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, like we said it in in the rundown when he was in Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't pee because you would get, like, freaking shit in your fucking urine.
Yeah, I was like, damn, what if you get drunk and just stumbled off somewhere, or whatever, you just take a piss in the river, and it's just going, it flies up the stream of your piss and go into your dick hole. I was like, god damn, dude.
Aren't you glad we live in a society that does not have insects like that shit?
I am very proud of that, and I will stay in my fucking proud area. I will never travel to these motherfuckers, and if I have to, I will be bathing in bug spray, or I'll be afraid to take a piss, or I'm going to look like an ignorant American by asking everyone, is it okay if I piss in that area right there? Yeah, okay, all right.
What's fucked up is, because I know exactly the insects one you're talking about, why the hell did God think of creating that shit?
Have you ever heard of a bot fly?
A what?
A bot fly, like B-O-T fly?
No.
Oh my god, dude. I can see some links on YouTube. There's videos of people posting them. It is the most disgusting bug, well, at least from what I know, or that you'll ever, besides a maggot, that you'll run into. What it does is it hatches eggs onto a mosquito, right?
Uh-huh.
And because the bot fly isn't strong enough to carry the egg, so it carries off the mosquito. You get bit by a mosquito that has one of these things, it will plant its babies inside your body, and the babies will need to breathe. So what it happens is the hole forms on wherever the mosquito bites you, like say in your, it could be, even if it's in your head or something like that, a hole forms and the bot fly sticks its ass out for air. And you have to, like, heat that area up for it to pop out, and you gotta get tweezers to pull it out and shit.
And how many are in the eggs?
Not that. I haven't seen anyone with too many. I don't know how many's in the eggs personally or whatever.
Oh, my God. I just saw a picture, and it was in an eye.
Don't look it up. Oh, dude. Look it up. So, and what happens is it feeds off on your cells and shit like that. I hear it can't kill you unless it, like, hits, like, an internal, like, an eye or your brain or something like that. But I hear it feeds off of your cell tissue and shit like that. I was just like, oh, my God. Oh.
Where is this at?
What was that?
Where is this at?
South America.
No, God, they grow them weird down there.
I heard that, like, most people, it spread to other countries because most people that immigrated to other countries brought it with them.
Oh, so Jesus Christ. So it just kind of
spread. Because I think I heard that Mexico might have had it, but I was like, I haven't really heard anything else. That could have been a rumor. But another thing, there was this video on YouTube of this lady. She was like, I'm recording myself because I've captured a bot fly in my brain.
Oh, God.
And she was like, I can't even sleep at night because I can hear it moving around in my head. And I was like, oh! Why would you film this? There was one chick that had it in her eyeball, dude. She had to have surgery for that. They had to knock it out of her eyeball with, like, a syringe and shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so when you see shit like that, this girl with China, you just go like, oh! Life is a cruel bitch and it's waiting to bite you.
And what's funny is that every year, new and new insects are being discovered, and it's just disgusting.
I think they just discovered I forgot where, a snake. I was watching Discovery, a snake that they thought it was a dying.
Was this the one like in Asia?
What was that?
Was this the one in Asia? Like Asia?
Was it Asia? Was it Asia or Middle East? I can't remember.
I think I saw a picture of that. That thing looks freaky.
That thing was fucking huge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're talking about the same one. If it was Asia, then yeah, it could be the one, whatever. Because I think they posted an article about it and stuff. I was reading about it. I was like, oh, dude.
And that's just
got horns and shit.
It just amazed me that these things are being discovered.
They said that there might be a whole colony of these things in that area. I was like, oh, well, then leave them there then. Oh, fuck. Don't start none, won't be none. There you go. Well, here are we talking about? But here, we're getting into crazy territory. We're getting into that non-American territory. But in this movie, we cover the American shit. And you think bot fly is dangerous shit. You wait till you get hit by a fucking bull's ass.
Yeah, let's start off with the very first one, which is in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And they show the fucking idiots doing parkour over a fucking running bull.
Oh, I personally, I find that to be degrading as shit. I went to,
You've been to Spain, have you?
I thought you said
you've been to Spain before.
Oh, that's a place I do want to go to. I think I said that was my next traveling trip, if I plan on, like, traveling to another country again or whatever. So, Italy was the last place I was at, or that was big or whatever. But Spain, definitely. That's, like, definitely on my high-end list of where I want to. Spain and Rome, my two cities. Now, granted, Rome is broke and trying to strive Americans out of any dollar they can right now, so...
Would you, if you went to Spain, would you go to a bullfight?
Yeah, I probably would. It's custom. You know what? I probably wouldn't like it, though, because I remember about 3 years ago, maybe, Ringling Brothers were in town, or the part of the Cirque du Soleil shit or whatever stuff, where they had the animals doing all the tricks shit,
mm-hmm.
And I walked out angry.
What happened?
I don't know why, because I'm not an animal lover. I like animals and stuff, but I'm not a fucking hardcore animal lover like most people are. They cry over these fucking animals, they get hit or something like that and stuff. But I just got annoyed with seeing these animals with these hats on and shit and doing little tricks for our entertainment. It kind of annoyed the fuck out of me.
Yeah, and this one, you got people, these guys are like tormenting the bull, like kind of like just like... They're fucking with the bulls, and the bull charges, and they literally flip over a bull, or they do that little, like, kind of, without nothing, without no protection. They look like they're in fucking soccer uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, it looked like they were in soccer uniforms, because they had the little red jersey on and stuff, but the I don't remember that bull's name they had. That was a pissed-off bull, and this bull ran so hard to the wall, he broke his horn off his head, and you could see the blood.
And it pissed him off even more. I'm gonna say it probably made him worry. It probably scared him more than pissed off.
Yeah, you know what? I would say that too, because he looked like he was trying to get the fuck out of there. Cause, and you would think that they would help the bull, but they carried on with the show.
Yeah.
And I was just like, people's getting entertainment out of this is kind of disgusting. I remember saying in my head, because I didn't know, someone told me that they saw this incident or whatever when they remember reading about this stuff, and I was just like, I never heard anything about it. So my first reaction when I first saw it was, I hope that bull gets out of there and rams the fuck out of people. And sure enough,
but
that motherfucker. Did you know bulls could jump?
Not like that. They weigh 800 pounds.
Was it 800 or 1250 or something like
that? It's somewhere in between, probably.
Yeah, it was a huge amount. And this one was already, like, I think one of their roughest bulls. And when that motherfucker leaped from one cage, there's a barrier. He jumped on that barrier to jump over the fence to get it. I was like, God damn, I didn't know bulls could jump. As a matter of fact, I didn't know they could jump at all, to be honest.
No, not like that. He jumped like it was a fucking cat.
Mm-hmm. And sure enough, got in that crowd, and he mauled this one dude in the red shirt. I was laughing. I ain't gonna lie.
He went straight for that. He went straight for that red shirt.
Yeah, he went straight for the red shirt. I was just like, damn, Red must really piss these bulls off, dude, because that motherfucker charged that dude. And all you see is this dude's hands in the air, and his back just leans back like, oh, shit. And then bull just ran rampant, and then the bull just stopped and looked like he was just trying to look for an exit. He just stopped and looked at the wall, and yeah. It looked like he was heading back to jump over there, but then he just, I guess he collapsed in the corner.
They used that, I don't know what it's called, that red blanket, and they threw it at him, and it fell, and he followed, and he stumbled.
Yeah.
And then the cops come in.
I imagine, plus the blood was all up in his eyes and shit from the horn and shit. Because the horn, the longer the video went on, you start seeing the horn hang off and shit. I was just like, oh, dude, somebody else. And you know what they said, too, though? He was so out of control, we had to put him down. I was kind of pissed off.
What was he doing?
He was doing what a fucking bull does. That's what you were fucking with him. And then he needed help. He's looking for an exit. And then What does Bulls do? They attack people with red on. He only attacked the guy with red, and you guys threw red at him, and he collapsed on some apparently some people that got injured or whatever and shit. He collapsed on them. They couldn't get him out, and then they said we had to put him down. I was like, ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, and the cops had a shotgun, and they couldn't do it.
Yes.
It's just this was just retarded the way how they did this. They had shotguns. They didn't want to shoot it because all the people around it.
Yeah.
But the bull did nothing wrong.
That's the thing about these animal cases, or whatever. I never see where the animal fuck ups like because you always hear about this whenever an animal gets loose or whatever, and somebody's fucking with them, and then they're like, oh, well, we had to put the animal down. What else were we gonna do? It's just like, what do you mean you had to put the animal down? Like, there was that guy at the zoo that was fucking with that tiger. The tiger got out and only attacked that guy. He like ran through the crowd to attack that guy.
Uh-huh.
It's like, hey, he was fucking with the king of the jungle right here, baby. What'd you expect? Are you gonna sit there and take that shit? Or how about the kid that jumped into the lion cage?
Yeah.
And like the lion, he thought the lion was friendly because he was hiding behind the bushes and shit. I'm like, no, lions and tigers are fucking predators.
There was
your ass is meat.
There was this story. I want to say it was like Wednesday or Thursday this past week that a lady jumped the barrier at a zoo to read a story to the tigers.
Okay, people, I want to set the record straight before we go on with this movie. Animals are not your fucking friend, okay? Do you know with tigers and alligators and all these goddamn things that got sharp teeth, do you know what they look at you as? You are meat to them. You are fucking meat. I remember made a joke one time or whatever because they had to put this shark down or something. They were hunting this shark down because he killed so many people or whatever. And my whole thing was, are people even supposed to be on that land in that area? No, then I don't think you need to be hunting this shark down because the shark's doing what it has to do. I'm getting tired of people, mainly white people, that goes, hey, honey, in that water over there, doesn't that look beautiful? Let's go for a swim. Not knowing goddamn well what be in those waters and shit like that. Come on now, people.
Yeah, but you don't like bullfighting, right?
No, I'm not a fan of using animals for our entertainment value.
Yeah, I don't see the point of it.
It's not I didn't find it entertaining. I mean, if you were in the audience, did you find it entertaining at all?
No. It's kind of like going to it's kind of like a NASCAR race. People are watching for what the worst could happen.
Yeah, and I don't really want that to happen to people, so it's like, why would I want that to happen at all, anyway? I mean, and the whole bullfighting thing. Yeah, hey, for like the first 5 minutes, oh, that's cool, man. That guy's fast. He can do a backflip over a bull or a charging bull. That's cool, but then 20 minutes pass, you're like, okay, what else y'all got to show me?
Yeah.
This ain't entertaining no more. The stadium is crowded here, and I'm not trying. Matter of fact, I'm getting kind of annoyed the longer this goes on.
Yeah, it was just bullfighting. It's just weird, and I think it's pointless.
Who was the main guy? Was it Jesus Igarza?
Oh, the guy they kept talking to?
Yeah, with the black jacket on?
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
He was smiling through the whole interview and shit. I was just like, you do realize you're talking about some people that got injured and stuff like that. He was just smiling his ass. So I was just like, yeah, he seemed like he having a good-ass time talking about this bull attacking people.
And they interview the young girl that was like,
yeah.
She was like to the left of the bull when it jumped up, and the bull didn't go that way, but she was close enough to actually like see it.
Yeah, because like the bull damn near jumped her way, but didn't go her way. Like when it landed, it went the opposite direction there. But man, that's gotta be a scary ass sight. You just sitting there and be like, oh, that bull's coming towards us. It's a shame he's in this cage. Oh dear God, he just got out.
What amazes me that they should make that bigger gap.
Yeah, I was thinking that gap wasn't that big, was it?
It wasn't. Because now we can. I never have could imagine a bull doing that though. It jumped up like it had fucking was like awesome.
jumped up like it was a goddamn unicorn horse with wings. He jumped up as if he was that horse from Harold and Kumar Gotama Bay that Neil Patrick Harris was riding and shit.
Yeah.
I think that bull was on shrooms or something and said, come with me if you want to live. Because, damn, that, I'd never seen a bull jump that high. I gotta say, if anything, that was the most impressive thing of that whole event.
Yeah, it was, you're right. The bull jumping was like the coolest thing in the whole, was the whole thing. Because never would imagine that. What's that?
Not if you were in that audience seat right there, though.
Well, if you're on the other side watching it.
Yeah, that's cool, then. If you're on the other side watching it, it's cool, whatever. But when that bull jumped, I love how everybody got up and said, the first they paused, they said, oh, shit, oh. Then when he hopped over that thing, they were like, oh, shit, bro.
It tried it.
You saw hands swirling in the air as if it was like fucking olive oil from Popeye or something.
It tried it a few times. And missed.
Yeah. Failed a couple. It failed twice, and then hey, that bull said, third time's a charm, bitch.
And what? How did they shoot the bull with people underneath it?
They got the people under. I saw like they got two people. I don't know if they got every. I don't know. They didn't say how many people were under the bull. They just said a few. And I remember seeing that they got two people. One was just laid out on a stretcher, all bloodied up and shit.
Yeah, no one died.
No, they did show a close-up of the bull, though. The bull's face was like, and the horn was just covered in red and shit. The horn was damn near broken off at that point. Yeah,
because I did not really think... I didn't think the horn would be blood. If you break a horn off a bull, I did not know it would be bloody.
No, I thought it would be pure bone.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was just bone, but I learned something.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I didn't know that either, so this is new for me as well. So.
And I learned people in Spain are fucking psychotic.
Yeah. People around the world are. Anyway. the next one was
the rodeo.
Was it the bull riding or the
alligator? It was the rodeo.
The rodeo shit. Okay, you say in Spain, how about America then? So.
Which, bull riding, I never been to one.
Yeah.
But they brought this bull, they've said this, they brought this bull in, and they tormented the motherfucker.
They trained him to be a killer, they said.
Yes. What do you expect was going to happen?
Like, why? I was like, how do you train a bull to be a killer? I'm curious. I really wanted to see that part, I'm not going to lie.
Probably torment it.
Yeah, that's probably true. Probably, like, killing his family in front of him and shit, but, like, look here, bull.
It probably made it watch Transformers.
Blood on his eyes and shit. Be like, you like that?
They made it watch.
Well, you know what? They probably showed that bull. They showed that bull sucker punch at Transformers: Age of Extinction and shit. And said, that bull said, "No more. No, no. I can't take no more."
And they're actually talking to the bull rider.
Yeah.
Who's actually on this fucking bull that's pissed off right from the start.
Did you look at the audience, though?
They look like they didn't give a fucking shit.
Once again, I hate to say this, but it was a lot of old white people in that audience.
It was, and I noticed that, too. I noticed that, too.
There was a lot of old white people in there, and, like, you could tell this was, like, some Republican, goddamn, patriotic, American-loving motherfuckers up in here. Because they, like you said, they just look at this thing like they didn't give a shit. And they just looked like they were some conservative motherfuckers. That's all. Let's just say that if me and Z were to show up there, granted, I'm going to be the odd one out for being the only black person there, but even Z would feel odd out because his ass would blend in. But at the same time, they'd be looking at him like, what you think about George W. Bush there, boy?
This one wasn't as bad as the other ones. It's because...
You sure about that? Because... Man, that bull whooped that dude's ass.
he was knocked unconscious. Because he got hit right in the head.
I like J.B. Martin is the narrator of the movie. I like how he said, after he got unconscious and trampled him a couple of bit, everyone thought the fight was over. But the bull was not done yet. He's like, as soon as he stood up, that bull came right back and trampled his ass again. I was just like, God damn.
Yeah, because...
And then the bull just left and went to his corner or whatever. I was just like, that bull act like this was a boxing match.
Yeah, it's because...
He was
he the guy the writer I don't remember his name was like ho, like
I think
font.
It was Chris Shiver, if I'm not mistaken.
He might be right. But he was like hold it off, and the bull's horn knocked him square in the head, knocked him unconscious, and then the clown, the rodeo clowns, I think they were calling them Wranglers.
Yeah, bull Wranglers. Yeah.
And they kind of distracted him, but then when all the attention was on this guy, the bull went right back for him.
And trampled his head. They're interviewing the Chris Shivers, that guy. They're interviewing, and the whole time maybe he's being interviewed, he looks normal. He looks like he's in shape. But did you see when that bull trampled his head, his head lifted up? His face was black as shit.
He looked like he was fucking like putty when the bull was on top of him.
I was gonna say, dude, you should have grabbed him for your zombie film, because he looked like a fucking zombie.
Yeah, it was just...
He fucking rose up to the grave, whatever shit. His hand barely had any movement in it, and he just rose up, and I was like, my God, that's the best zombie makeup ever right there.
Yeah, well, you got a fucking 2-ton animal pretty much on top of you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they said he was about, that bull was 1350.
They said it was one of the biggest bulls. I think he said one of the biggest bulls they've ever had at that time. And that was one of the biggest bulls. And they said, I think it was the manager or whatever, that, they said that, all bulls, they're friendly with people, but not this one.
Yeah, because they said we spent day and night training this bull to be a killer pretty much. It's the most aggressive bull we have. It does not like people. Doesn't like looking at people. It will run you over and act like nothing happened. All right. And I was like, yeah, I think I saw that in this video clip right here. That bull, I like, because I loved how that bull just, like, as it got done stamping that dude out, he just stood there and looked and saw the people helping him, and he was just like, oh, so you motherfuckers want to help him, huh? Oh, okay. Help this motherfucker. He charged back at him, and then they ran his ass off. He's like, God.
And that one guy in the big black coat.
When the dude was riding the bull, he was like before he got knocked unconscious and hit upside the head, he was hanging off the bull.
Yeah, I think he said his hand was caught.
Yeah, his hand got caught in the lasso or whatever, and like his head was swinging forth, and that bull looked like he was trying to get him off with his horn and shit, and the bull just fucking headbutted him right in the head, and the dude fell, laid right on his face first or whatever. And then the bull just came back and trampled his ass some more or whatever. And, like, they show you in slow motion stomping the bull's back hoofs and shit. Just stomping this dude right out of the face. I was like, I'm surprised his face was not smashed in the ground.
Yeah, saw how remarkable that was that guy did not die.
Or have, like, some kind of, because, once again, people, they're interviewing this guy, and he looked like a pretty good-looking dude, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even with after the injuries and shit, so you thinking, like, his face is going to be bruised or he had to have facial construction surgery or anything. He looked, there was no bruises on him. He looked perfectly fine and shit like that. The one thing of his ignorance, though, is he was just like, I got two girls and a wife at home, you know, but you know what? If that bull did it again, I'd hop right back on one because, you know, I love bull riding. I was just like, goddamn, rednecks will never learn, I swear.
You got that southern accent down pretty good.
Well, I'm Creole, so you know, hey.
You could probably pass that. You can probably pass as a redneck.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, my family's Creole, so they're from Louisiana, and they got that Cajun Creole French accent. So you know, I kind of developed that accent as well. So hey, I can. I have a cousin down there. What's his name? I think it's Jill Bird or some shit like that. That's what they call him, Jill Bird. And he talks like, he's like, my God, it sure is hotter than the Dickens out here. You saw that movie Beautiful Creatures, right?
No.
Oh, do you remember Jeremy Irons?
Jeremy Irons, yeah.
Jeremy Irons was in there, and he was playing a Creole Cajun guy, whatever. Like, he was rich, though, because all the Creole people got to be rich and shit like that for some reason. And he said a line, I swear to God, my family out there says all the fucking time. He was just like, I forgot the girl's name. I think it was Lena. He was like, Lena, why don't you go fix us some tea while I ram my fingers across the eyebrows right here.
So he kind of sounds like Matthew McConaughey a little bit?
Just imagine Cajun with French.
Yeah. Dirty people. Very dirty people.
So it was actually, I kind of stood the plot. I was like, Jeremy Irons got that down perfectly. I was like, he's gonna make a fine ass Alfred in that kind of films.
Have you ever been? Do they even do any bull riding like in California?
Not that I know of. They probably do up in like Barstow area and shit. For all I don't know, but I've never seen one in LA County area. So probably
What?
the closer you get, probably the closer you get to when you're heading out to like the Las Vegas area. When you probably head out that way, it's probably more over there because there's a lot nothing but dirt and sand and shit like that. But
They should do it in
yeah, it's
Compton.
nothing. Yeah, there's one in Compton, but they call them pit bull fights.
But the only bull rider I know of is Jewel's husband.
Oh yeah, I know who that is. He's like he's pretty damn famous. He's pretty huge and stuff. Personally, I don't get bull riding as a sport. I think it's the stupidest sport ever.
Yeah, I do too.
I think personally it is the dumbest sport ever. I don't see, you have to stay on this bull for 8 seconds. 8 seconds don't seem long, but the way they were counting down that clock, I was like, that's the longest 8 seconds ever.
Yeah, I think there's been movies. Has there been movies about bull riding?
Yeah, Dallas Buyers Club. No,
Yeah,
he was a bull rider there. Hey, did you see the clip though when he got back into bull riding and then when he fell off that second one, he like ran for it.
yeah.
That motherfucker was gone. He was like, as soon as he fell, he had no reaction to falling whatsoever. He fell and got up and ran. I was like, damn, that mother is quick. I don't see how you can get back on something like that after that incident.
No, I think he said it changed his life a little bit.
Apparently, he didn't change his ass enough, but he's still doing it. So,
But we got
but
we'll go.
now we into crocodile hunter territory.
This one did change the guy's life.
Actually, you're right, it did. Motherfucker went the ducks.
And we'll say later why ducks are bad.
Segue though of the alligator to the duck one though, I was just like, "Lobby, goddamn!" Oh man, but so we get into alligator handler Johnny Cobbler. You remember what city that was in?
Somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, I think it was Florida, and he's an alligator handler. Why? I don't know why. I really don't know why people keep. I don't know why we tend to lock these animals up and fuck with them. I think it's
How do you
the
become a
most dumb approach.
handler? Do you just like, is it like you just apply for like a Walmart? Do you need any type of schooling?
You just go to Australia and fight them, and then take pictures and pose them somewhere, and be like, "Oh yeah, I'm an alligator handler," you know.
Okay.
So this guy, Johnny Cobbler was he does like animal tours of the alligators and shit. He's the handler of them. And he has this one trick he does, which I kind of admire him when he said, just like most people that do tours, they just show you the animals and don't do anything with them. It's like, I like to make them do tricks and shit like that. And I was just like, well, at least he's trying to make the tour interesting, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
But he was like, I like to make them jump up for their food or whatever. And yeah, one day this alligator jumped up on his ass, all right.
Yeah, and he's feeding him rats, and he just all of a sudden this alligator like chomped on his hand.
Yeah, because this alligator, he was trying to make this alligator jump to where he can grab his throat and push him back. And I
Yeah.
was just like, that don't sound like a trick. That sounds like abuse. But hey, you call it how you see it then, bro. And the alligator said, nigga, I don't want that rat. I want your hand. So I'm taking the whole piece.
Yeah, and they said, what'd they
And,
say? How many
say
ton? How
what?
many? How many? How much pressure is a gator's chomp?
Oh, dude, they said it's one of the strongest chomps in all of
It's
animals.
like a great white shark,
Yeah, I forgot. I think they said it was stronger than a shark, didn't it?
which is amazing because the croc an alligator and crocodile's mouth doesn't open up that much.
Yeah, but the length of it is pretty fucking long,
Oh
too.
yeah, it's
And the way
long.
their teeth are shaped, and the way their teeth and tongue is shaped, it looked like they can get a strong ass grip on it too, because your hand probably gets locked in or whatever. And that's before they probably bite down on your hand as well.
Yeah.
I think it's the structure of how their teeth are, though. And that's what, like you said, the narrator, J.B. Martin here, he said that an alligator has one of the strongest grips than any other animal out there. And I was just like, God damn, I didn't know that neither. That's new to me. And you can tell this dude that got his hand bit, he had me thinking, what would I do? Because he was throwing questions out there. He's like, I didn't know what to do. Do I jump over the cage with the alligator? Do I fight him back?
Oh, that fucker would have died.
Yeah, if he jumped over that cage, they would have ate his ass.
Because I don't know how many, there was probably about 36 of them in there.
Yeah, it was, especially in that one area where he bit him at, there was like 6 piled up right there just waiting.
The one funny thing that was about this is you just see this lady run in with a trash can.
Hey, no, that's not the only funny thing. The old guy with the bald head or whatever and the hair on the side, he came with that stick and started poking him with it and shit. He's like, hey, get off of him. And then the dude is telling him, he's just like, I don't know if they were helping me or they were pissing the alligator off more because his grip was getting tighter.
Yes. And the guy's poking and they're throwing trash cans.
Dude, she threw that trash can at him too, though. She didn't even hit him either, though. That's the thing.
I think it hit the guy getting bit.
I think she threw it in the middle of the damn pit or whatever. She threw it off far and shit, and he's right there. And then he's like, no! She threw that shit like it was a Pokeball and she was going to capture the alligator in it or something.
And what did the guy say? He goes, that was just pissing off the alligator even more. The poking with the stick and all that shit.
Like, he said the grip got tighter and he was like, I think they were pissing. And then he got the one guy poking it with the stick talking about let it go. He said the only way he could have, it's a good thing he knows alligators because had that been a random person, his hand probably would have been gone because he was like, I know an alligator, it needs to take that second bite to get the grip, so my only chance of getting out of this is when he gets ready to open his mouth to take that deeper bite, that's when I can yank my hand out. And sure enough, he got it out, and I was like, wow, that was pretty good on his part for knowing that, because had that been someone like me or Z, we'd have been dead that instant.
Yeah, because it's probably not the first time he's been bit.
No, he had a lot of marks on his hand and shit, so.
And they said, they showed his hand. He just had 2 little bruises, or maybe it could have been like indents from the teeth. Yeah. But he said no damage to the tissue or tendons. But it's weak. It's like a weak hand now. It probably crushed some bones a little bit.
It probably healed over time. I don't know how long the interview was or whatever shit. Because I've seen somebody with like holes in their hands that's healed over years and shit like that, which is kind of incredible. To be
the fucked up thing.
I know somebody that shot this stuff.
He was wearing, like, a surgical glove, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what you guys would be doing, having, if you're working with gators?
White people, stay with Scott.
I do notice a current trend during this. It's all white people.
I'm going to say this, like, every video clip, white people, leave the fucking animals alone, goddammit, okay? Motherfuckers always want to explore and fuck with these animals and shit and then wonder why Coco's never done that before. Why would she do that all of a sudden? Because she hungry. Are you fucking with her? That's why.
And the guy left. The guy quit, I think he said, after that incident. And he's like raising ducks or something.
He works at the same place, but it was like some, I think was it penguins? No, it wasn't penguins. It was, flamingos or some shit like that?
Yeah, I think it was flamingos.
It was some kind of gay-ass bird. He was just like, damn, that dude did have a lifespan. But I think he said he still works with the gators at time to time.
Yeah.
Because I remember it ended the video with him sitting on top of one and holding his mouth. I was just like, damn, this dude's still fucking with that gator, huh?
And the weird thing, the guy lives in Florida. Did you see what he was fucking wearing when he was walking in? Jeans, yeah. Boots, fucking... Like, you're not hot?
Looked like he was getting ready for a goddamn Wrangler commercial. Wrangler jeans. They make a U-shape. It's comfortable for when you're riding all kind of alligators out here in the Midwest of Florida.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Speaking of birds and ducks, though, how about that duck that whooped that dude's ass? Dude, I had to rewind that part. That had me laughing out of nowhere, because the dude, the guy in here, they had him. He was trying to reason with the damn duck. He was like, dude, duck, what's wrong with you? Like, he was hiding behind the other half of the boat, and the duck was just, like, walking slowly, like, "Oh yeah, motherfucker, you gonna get it." And he was like, "What's wrong, bird? What's going on, man? What's going on?" And I was just like, "Is he trying to talk to that duck?"
Then he said, "The duck knew what I was saying because it was quacking at me."
Kids acting like a goddamn fool. Wife didn't make the eggs yet or anything like that. That duck said, "Fuck it, I gotta go out and get my own breakfast now."
Yeah, and the duck just flew up, got the guy on the guy's neck, and turned the boat over.
You know, because the guy was fishing, and that duck probably saw it. He probably chasing that fish, man, all morning. He was like, "That's my breakfast, dude." And that guy caught that fish, and he was like, "This motherfucker, I've been sitting. Oh, hell no. No, hell no." And then he went over there and out of nowhere, I've never seen a duck open his wings before. Those wings was huge.
Yeah, I think it was actually was it a swan or a geese?
Could have been. You know, I don't. I'm not gonna lie. I don't remember. I know the guy who it was. Oh, his name is Drew Gregory, if I'm not mistaken. And that shit was hilarious because this bird jumped on the back of his neck, started cocking him upside the head with that beak, and wings was just wide open. Like, bitch, come at me, bro. Come at me. And the whole boat flipped over and shit. He's in the water and the duck's on the other side staring at him, and he's looking at the other side. He's like, "Duck, what's wrong with you? What's going on?
What did I do to you?"
"Hey, bro." Yeah, he sounded like Mark Wahlberg. "Hey, bro, what's wrong? Hey, what's going on, dude?" That shit was funny. That was a good way of ending it.
And then the guy's like, "Well, people told me it's because the duck was trying to mate with me."
What the fuck?
I'm like, what?
So he attacked your head?
I don't know. I heard ducks. I heard a duck bite. A bite from a duck does hurt.
I heard it hurts like a bitch. Yeah.
And I don't. I just don't know how. But
the last one we got here, people, is the vicious koala bear. I mean, the vicious dog.
Oh, you also got the gorilla.
Oh yeah, the gorilla. Forgot about the gorilla. The gorilla one was tame, though. If anything, the gorilla was actually pretty nice.
And the gorilla, it was in a trucker took like a pet.
Yeah, the gorilla was really. I like how when the cops came and the owner of the gorilla came, he just grabbed the gorilla down. They just started walking off, and the cops and then just looked at him and was just like. I was like, oh, it looked like Andy Griffith or something like that. I was just like, goddamn, what city and state are they in for these goddamn animal attacks? Because he looked like in the middle of fucking butt-fuck nowhere.
I believe this one was in Kansas.
That's a real city?
Kansas City. But this, I loved it that the gorilla grabbed the trash can, used it as a stepping on the police car, and then did a nasty karate kick to the windshield.
That nigga did some Bruce Lee crotch kick or something like that. He did a Charlie Murphy kick to Rick James.
Yeah, he did, I mean, they didn't do nothing. Then the police, thankfully, you gotta imagine that a cop would have the gun, like his gun, out there, like ready to fucking shoot.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. I thought that they were gonna like easily put that animal down. Do you remember when they first showed the gorilla though, and like. There was like three people just walking, and then they look over and they saw the gorilla, and he was just standing there looking at them. And yeah. They had this look in his face, like, "Oh shit!" And the gorilla started getting closer towards him and shit. You know, gorilla dude can rip your fucking dick off.
They said a male's strength is 5 times stronger than a man.
Yeah, I mean, he was able to pick that trash can up. Now, granted, that's not a big deal, but. He kind of moved out without even sweating, breaking a sweat or anything. Then got up there like it was nothing to kick. Like you said, Bruce Lee. They were just like, "Well, we just figured out he was just playing." I was like, "I wonder if he would have kicked you if that had been playing."
And then they found out it was a girl.
Yep. Her name was Coco. I think.
Yeah, then it got put into the zoo. How is it legal to have a gorilla or have a monkey?
I was gonna say, how do you fucking handle a gorilla? I mean, if he picks you up, he'll most likely crush any bone he can or whatever. Because, you know, like just walking his hand or something like that. The hand is bigger than pretty damn near an average home man's head.
Mm-hmm. Especially, they're unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. Especially when they get angry.
Yeah. Do you remember the... Remember
the guy, guy that owned them looked like he had a pretty good idea of training them, though, because he had them pretty calmed down when he showed up.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember a couple years ago that some lady had a monkey and it ripped off her face?
Yeah, I remember. I thought it was a rumor at first, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That was a fishy-ass monkey.
I mean, and then they show, what did they show? You said it, too, because you went to the circus. They showed a fucking little tiny monkey with a fucking hat on with a gun in his hand.
Yeah, that's just not entertaining. I'm sorry. Once again, I'm not an animal lover. Like I didn't, actually a buddy, not a buddy, I guess you can call him a business partner of mine. He's from Chile. We've worked together on several projects. As a matter of fact, he's the one that hooked me up with the contacts of from Movie Spoilers out in Brazil and shit. He's a huge animal lover. He had a dog. His brother, they found a dog out in Chile that was tortured and burned and set on fire and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The dog is damn near on his deathbed, and he paid $4,500 to have the dog shipped to California.
Oh, wow.
And he was on the Channel 5 News about 2 weeks ago, and he was just crying in tears. He was like, this is just so sad. And I'm just like, I'm not that big on animals like that where I'm going to be sitting on news crying like he would. He was crying like a bit. I bet the news party was like, can you suck it up, you little bitch? I'm trying to ask you a question right here. But, but first of all, I ain't spending no $4,500 to travel no goddamn dog. See, you keep your ass out where the fuck you is. I'm not an animal lover rather than that, but when I see shit like putting hats on them and making them do tricks and shit like that, that shit is degrading.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say I'm like a massive animal lover, but if I see someone like beating a dog or something like in public, I will fucking beat their ass.
Yeah, I've actually done that. I think 8th grade, yeah, there was this dog that people were tagging on at school, and his leg was broken, and he was hiding in the little bike where you park your bikes at and shit and chain them up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was just hanging out there. Some gang had tagged on him and shit, his leg was broken. I actually carried him to the nurse's office or whatever and had a vet come get him.
That's cool.
And that's coming from a guy that ain't an animal lover either. I mean, I like animals, but as far as, like, I'm not PETA. Let's just say I'm not a mass animal lover. Like some people dress their fucking dogs up in jewelry and shit like that or whatever. I'm not into that shit. That's a fucking pet, okay? Not your best friend.
No. But, leading to the dogs, we got one of the coolest videos of the whole thing.
Man, did you know dogs were that goddamn strong?
No! And what kind of, was it a pit?
I don't know what that dog was, man. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can. It was a Staffordshire Terrier.
Okay.
My mom actually has a puppy like that or whatever. It's only 2 years old. They're not that big, but their weight mass is wide.
Mm-hmm.
So they can like the one she has. He's tiny, but he could tackle an average size human down.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know. Because a police car, it's probably plastic, right? It's not metal.
Yeah, I think almost every bumper on a car these days are pretty plastic.
But it's on there pretty good.
Yeah, it's on there pretty good. I mean, you would have if you just use it in your mouth, that's some pretty impressive shit. I ain't gonna lie.
And it was one dog. There was three dogs, but this one dog was doing it.
It was almost as if the other two dogs were cheering it on.
Yeah, that's what the guy said.
Yeah, rip that fucker apart. Come on, Spike. Come on, you can do it, buddy. We're going to let you back in the gang if you do this. It was like a gang initiative or something like that. It's like, you ain't going to get done. Hey, you can't ride with us if you don't get this done. Whatever. And he's like, I'll fucking show you. And he was like Megatron in the first Transformers. I want half. I want the whole thing.
It's just, I remember how the video started. It's just maybe the cop car just sitting there and the dogs came up and just start eating the bumper.
Fucking with that charged, even when they drove off, the dog was chasing them.
And how that dog didn't get hit, because I guess it bit a tire while it was moving.
Yeah.
And how that dog didn't get killed. That's the amazing part, is how the dog didn't get run over.
Remember the it was almost like a mugshot. They did a mugshot of the dog and shit.
Yes,
and shit.
That was so stupid.
The dog looking all sad and shit like, what'd I do?
And they put the vicious label on it.
Yeah, they put a vicious label because he tore a fucking tire off, a moving tire.
And what did they say at the shelter? That they looked at the dashboard cameras and the dog was just playing.
My ass. Now, granted, I don't like the police, so I thought it was funny, but. I thought, once again, it was another video we saw where the police, at least they didn't get out and shoot the motherfucker down, you know?
Yeah, it's very surprising. Well, it's probably because it wasn't doing any bodily harm. That it wasn't, like, trying to hurt somebody. It was just destroying a car.
That's a good point. And plus, another reason why it's broad daylight, lights of cars and people and shit like that. There's no reason they could have did that. Because my black ass would have ran that dog over.
Yeah. And I think it got the vicious warning taken off and it had to go to probation school.
Then it, but shit it, is that?
But it died because of the heart defect.
Yeah.
So, but.
Yeah, that one. Once again, that was another tame one, but it was pretty. It was pretty impressive. But I did not think a dog's jaw was strong enough to do something like that.
Yeah. This one and the gorilla one was very tame, but this just all of the videos tied in. It just a lot of them is people fucking with the animals.
Yeah. Another thing is, too, it does what Discovery Channel needs to do. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I learned something about every animal in here watching this video here. And I was like, some of the things, these are Ripley, believe it or not, what I saw. I was like, I didn't even think it happened. This was possible.
Oh, no. Like, I can never imagine a dog pulling off a bumper.
Imagine you go outside right now, getting ready to just, like, say, drive, and going out. Let's just say that, whatever. Getting ready. You're having a good day, a nice weather. Next time you see this dog ripping your bumper off, you're just looking at it like, the fuck?
I would probably just stand there in amazement, like, oh, this is kind of cool.
How do you report that to insurance?
I don't think you can.
Dog ate my homework. Dog bit my bumper off. Okay, yeah, whatever, motherfucker, get off the line. Dog ate my bumper off. What would you give the movie?
That's just a good question. I thought I was
informed. Since this is another documentary, did you find this more informative than the porn one?
Oh, that's a... Ooh.
That's a documentary's job, was to be informative.
It was informative because I did learn, because I didn't know. I knew about the bullfighting, but I didn't know people were fucking jumping over bulls.
Yeah, I personally didn't know that either. I thought they were doing the original bullfights with the red cape and the luchador outfit and shit like that. I didn't know they turned that shit into a sport where it's parkour and all, bro.
Yeah, but the good thing about Discovery is that they, like, unlike like the wildest police chases where it's pretty much just videos of, you know, chases, that Discovery, they actually are informative. You do learn a lot. Like, I would never have known
this one did its job.
I would say it did its job.
Compared to After Porn Ends, would you say that was informative to this one?
Yes.
In After Porn Ends, you learn more about those porn stars than you do the porn industry.
Correct. This one, you learn about the breed of animal.
Shit, the magnificent of animals.
yeah. You learn about, yeah.
You should have called this shit you didn't know animals could do.
We got a new documentary on our hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Informative, yeah. I would say I really did. I really was informative on it.
It's really short, too. Gets right to the point. Gets there. People say what they gotta say. I didn't think, like, in After Porn Ends, which is almost a 2-hour film, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. This was 45 minutes to close to an hour.
Yeah. This one went through really quick. I thought the people they interviewed, they got through what they needed to get. Unlike After Porn Ends, I thought that kind of dragged on a little too long and got a little preachy at times. Mm-hmm. I thought this one was about the right amount of a documentary should be about something this small and epic
Yeah.
happening. And I thought it got right to the point.
I would say I'd
I could
give it.
watch it. I could watch it again just because it's short, but do I have any interest to go back and watch it? Not really.
Would you, do you have any interest going back and watching Porn Ends?
No, not really. I mean, you'd have to. I mean, I think for this one, like you said, it is informative, but I got the info I needed out of it, to say the least. I have it memorized. I don't have to go back to see that for a second time. Maybe if I was trying to show somebody this. You know what, tell you the thing is, I would show this movie over if someone said you want to watch a documentary. I would show this over after Porn Ends.
Yeah, I think I'm think I'm with you.
I think people will be more interested in this one, to say the least.
Yeah.
But what would you give it, though?
I would say 4 stars because I kind of wanted to see more.
Yeah.
I think it was too short.
Yeah, it could have went for 20 minutes more, right?
Yeah, maybe one more. Well, the last one was only like a 3-minute story,
yeah.
Which I think that was just.
You know, I think they made sequels off this shit, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think they are. But I think the last one was just for comedic.
Yeah.
Because that would have been embarrassing if the guy died by a goose. I don't think God would let you into the pearly gates if you died by a goose.
That goose drowned me, Lord. Oh, man. He's like, you know what? He's so embarrassing to me. I don't think I can let you in here.
But informative, yeah. I think I wouldn't know if I like the humor and the narration.
Yeah.
He did do it subtle, but he did a few lines that were like, you just rolled your eyes. I'm like, oh.
Set it up to be.
Yeah. I would like it more like dramatic.
He would give like a backstory to it, and then he'd be like, but this bull's been doing this. Or has it?
Four stars. It was, you know, it's a probably a one-time deal type of thing.
Yeah. I'd give it a low rent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's something you need to rush out and see because, well, obviously, you know, they show so many of these on Discovery Channel and but I'm mistaken, they showed it on the History Channel now, too, as well. But, yeah, I give it a little running. I think it is informative, does its job, what it needs to do. I do agree with Z, it is a little too short. They probably could have thrown in some more animal stuff. And towards the end, yeah, I think they blew their load with the opening of the first ship we talked about, Asar, and like, how amazing and damn incredible some of these animals are and some of the
mm-hmm.
incidents that happened. I think they could have went even deeper than this, but it kind of, like you said, kind of got comedic at the end, and I don't know. Maybe I was happy about that because I was like, it's a relief that I don't have to see a horn going up a human's ass or anything like that. So.
I don't think they would show that.
That's a good thing, actually. I know there's a water one when water animals bite back.
That one's gonna be scary because there's some fucking scary ass fish out there.
Man, it really is. Shit, you can fly and fillet his ass with a bait. Biscuit, I don't know, I mean, a baked potato on the side, bro. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, but I give it a little rant, though.
Yeah. Interesting choice.
To say the least.
Did you see this? Like, when did you see this?
I only saw half of it. I never saw the whole thing.
Okay.
And I saw it about, actually, you know what? I saw it last year in November, if I'm not mistaken.
You just randomly picked it?
I was watching Discovery Channel.
Oh, no, it came on? Okay.
Yeah, it came on or whatever. I was watching Discovery Channel. Because, like I said, I randomly flipped through Discovery Channel there and then whatever. And Discovery Channel has some interesting things on there. You will get some informative shit out of there about stuff you did not know about. And some of the stuff you find it nice to know about, and some stuff you'd be like, I wish I'd never seen this.
Isn't there, like, 5 different types of Discovery Channels?
I think so, yeah, there is. There's one for kids, there's a Discovery History, there's a Discovery Animal.
I think they have spin-off channels, too. I think there's, like, a military channel.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You ready to get some questions now, though?
Yeah.
Slightly. Roland Winchell, he says, from last episode, he says, You guys went from a porno to a kids movie. Well, nice to see you're hitting ages for all. Yeah, it's great. Hey, we don't discriminate on here.
We get people what they want.
Yeah, we went from porno to kids to for the old people. This episode's for the old people.
Yeah.
All the 40-year-olds in there.
40's not old, jackass.
Old enough now. You die at that age these days. Anyways.
True.
No doubt about it. This is definitely my favorite animated film of all time. He's talking about The Incredibles people. I absolutely love everything about it. If you could be any superhero from this film, who would you be? I'd probably be Samuel Jackson's character.
I was gonna be that. Well,
either him or Dash.
I was gonna say Dash because running fast would be fun. You'll never be late.
Yeah, but you can run ice with his car. So,
well, you could. Samuel and Dash would probably be the same type of makeup.
And then again, Dash's sister has pretty cool fucking powers too.
What about the baby where he turned into a fucking demon?
I was gonna say the baby power because you don't know the limit of his power. His powers might be interesting to have as well. If you could, especially if you can you imagine for Halloween the shit you can change into. Man, you know his powers might be useful. Or like, say you were sneaking into like the White House, or whatever, and somebody's coming in. You just turn yourself into a metal statue and shit. Hey, was this here before, Bob? I don't know, dude. I'm new here.
But then the other one's just super strength, and then the other one's just being a rubber band.
Mm-hmm. Which, actually, you know what, for, to have, Fantastic Four, Mr. Fantastic's power, she actually did more with her power than he ever did in those two movies.
And she was a better actor, too.
Yeah, had to, because I thought it was pretty cool when, Mr. Incredible threw her in the air and she turned into a parachute and shit.
Yeah. But
I was like, you know what, that can come in handy when plane accidents happen.
Yeah. I would probably say Dash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked his, you know, being fast, that's like, you know, I think everybody would love that. I would never drive a car ever again.
Yeah. God, you know what, thinking about it, I really like the sister's powers, the whole telekinetic shit and stuff like that. You can fuck with people on a daily basis, man. Really fucking could. I mean, the shit you can do with that. To go invisible, girls' locker rooms, watch yourself.
Girls when
all I can hear, they'd be like, Cindy, you hear that? All you hear is in the background.
You could have sex with a girl and she'll never know you even had sex.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like a scary movie too.
Oh God, don't bring that up.
But you know what? I like her powers now to think about. You know, I'm gonna go with Samuel Jackson's Frozone. I like ice.
You just picked.
Plus, you know what? Frozone could be a supervillain and a good guy. The city pisses him off. He just freezes that shit.
We all know why you picked that, because he's the lone black guy.
Damn straight, that's why. Yeah. Imagine you go to the girl, I'd be threatening, I'd never lie, I'd be threatening people. I'd be like carrying a frozen bat stick with me and shit, and be like, this cranberry juice is free, right? No, motherfucker, it's too. I said it's free, right? Not gonna lie, I probably would be doing that. Be throwing like, I'd freeze. I'd freeze an enemy's door and shit like that. Just lock his door over and set the house on fire.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, remember when you cut me a line, bitch? Worst day of your life now. I would freeze. Let me see. Oh yeah, I would get Scarlett Johansson and I would freeze her and make an ice sculpture out of it so I could fuck the ice sculpture if I can't get her.
What?
There's a lot of shit I'd be doing, actually, with them powers, so never mind.
That was just, that came out of left field.
Damn straight it did. I would kidnap her with those powers and freeze her whole body except for the head and talk to it, you know?
One,
Negative occurring.
One, we know you would not talk to it. Her mouth would be
That is
full.
true.
Her mouth would be full.
Okay, alright, you got me there. Okay, you get me. Alright.
Oh, wait, you just want her voice, though.
What was that?
You just want her voice because of her.
I was going to say, that's mainly because of her. I just wanted to talk to me and moan. And for our nipples to get hard. No, anyway.
I think they would all already be hard.
I would fuck with her asleep, just like put my hand over it and like ice it up real quick. Be, oh shit, my nipples are hard. Want me to keep them warm for you, girl? I can make my own freeway and shit, you know?
You could.
And if people try to follow me, I'll just make it collapse.
But you would be in LA and it would be hot.
Yeah, which is the reason why it's never hot in LA. We talking about weather is perfect out in LA. Anyway, Andrew says, what is your favorite kind of superpower? For me, I would love to be a telepath like Charles Xavier. Hey, if you pick that, man, you mean you gotta be a handicap as well.
And bald.
Like, no. You take his powers, wheelchair comes with it. It's like batteries. Batteries aren't included.
I would say it's a mix on Wolverine's about the you don't get older and you can, you know, regenerate power.
Yeah.
You never get hurt. I think that would be cool.
For a little bit. Then probably you'll probably be like, I wish I could die.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want infinite life.
You know what?
I don't know if I'd want that.
Mystique's power.
You know what? As much as I remember back then, a lot of people said, and everybody never would want to be Mystique. As much as people give her shit, she has the power to transform into anyone and have their power.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the full capacity of it, but she can use it to some extent. And I think that, actually, that's pretty fucking cool. Yeah, if you can be where the fuck you want to be.
Yeah, if I had her power, I'd turn in like Scarlett Johansson and just never leave the house.
Exactly, I'd finger myself. I'd turn into Robert Downey Jr. and show up on Avengers 8 at Ultron. And then when the Iron Man mask lifts up, it'd be regular me. It'd be like, oh shit.
Samuel Jackson's the only black guy in this movie.
Samuel Jackson would be like, motherfucker. And then Robert Downey Jr. just comes out and be like, sorry, I woke up late. My fill-in here covered for me. You guys all met him, right? Oh, what powers do I have? Spider powers. No, I was playing.
Make a shitty movie? That's actually a really hard question. Because there's so many choices.
A lot of cool superpowers out there.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta really figure out which one. You know what? I'd like to be Green... maybe Green Lantern, I guess. I don't know. I guess that's not really a superpower, though. That's...
No, he just has the ring.
Yeah.
Arrow? Green Arrow.
Fuck Green Arrow. Green Arrow can go eat it. You know what? Aquaman. He can control the fishes. If a bank is getting robbed, he can do so much for you, you know?
Because there's going to be a fish tank in the bank.
Most useless superhero ever.
That is the most super... Why did they come up with that one?
That's why they had to create so many Justice League stories of them in the water. Because that's the only time Aquaman is useful.
Oh my god, you're so right. Like, why did they come up with that?
That's why are they making it such a big deal that Aquaman's going to be in the Justice League movie? It's just like, oh great. What is he going to do? Stick some goldfish at me?
Bruce Wayne can't swim and Aquaman's going to save him?
Oh my, okay. Aquaman's gonna save him by having an octopus carry him up to the shore or something like that until the octopus says, I can't breathe now, I gotta go back in the water. That's gonna be interesting. You know what? I'd like to be a Static Shock. I'd like electricity, electric powers.
Nice.
Everybody knows Static Shock is a DC character.
That's a small one, right?
Actually, he's pretty big. He had his own show for a while, or whatever, and he actually became the leader of the Justice League when Batman Beyond kicked in around the future stuff, or whatever. So, I guess for on-screen live action, he's one of their smaller ones. But in the books, he actually stood out, or whatever. So, yeah, I'd like his powers, electricity. Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't have to pay a light bill no more.
What's Luke Cage's power?
He's indestructible.
Okay. So he's just a Black Wolverine.
Actually stronger than Wolverine.
Oh. Okay.
I think Wolverine power can, and we're going by movie format here, he can rejuvenate, like, cells and shit like that, though, so.
You know what a cool superpower part would be? Dr. Manhattan from X-Men.
If you wasn't blue.
And you had shorts on, and your penis ain't just like.
He has some fucking pants on. That'd be fucking cool. You know what? Fuck it. Why am I even kidding? I'm gonna go all the way back. I say Static Shock. I'm gonna go to the ultimate power of light. I'm gonna say fucking Thor. You're a fucking god.
Yeah.
That's my power. Super strength, can control the lightning. I mean, shit. You know what? Yeah, that's my power. And people are doing. Matter of fact, there's mythologies of you. You're loved by everyone. And no one believes you're real until they show you.
Natalie Portman loves you. I'll be okay with that. Exactly.
Jamie Alexander want to fuck you behind her back. I mean, you know, hey, Thor. That's my choice. I'd rather have. I'll be the god of lightning. Yeah, that's what I want to be.
Can't go wrong with that. You control, like, you're just a male version of Storm.
Mm-hmm. Which, actually, Storm is a badass character, too. I mean, you can control the weather.
That's a cool one.
That is a fucking badass one.
Just fucked up in the movie.
What if you want somebody to have a bad day? You'd be like, I hope it rains over you all day. And then
you're just like, you would fuck people's lives up with that.
That's why I don't have power, because I'd be fucking people's lives up.
You are not allowed to have a superpower.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately. With great power comes no responsibility. If anything, they'd give me kick-ass power. The power of being a pussy.
No, you'll have Red Mist's power.
Jesus Christ, that's even worse.
A superhero. You have daddy issues.
They call him the motherfucker now, okay?
The motherfucker.
Claudette, she says, kind of burnt out on Wonder Woman. Do you guys got any other female superheroes I can possibly look into?
I don't know. You do. This is your category.
Miss Marvel. I've always said she was a better character than Wonder Woman. The only reason why Wonder Woman is so popular is because she gets talked about more. Which, personally, I don't think people know how to do a Wonder Woman movie, and I'm getting kind of tired of people even talking about wanting to do it at this point.
Well, we'll see next year, or 2 years.
Yeah, I guess we will, so we'll figure out how that works. Personally, I'm tired of Wonder Woman 2, which I'm with you on that one, Claudia. To be honest, she's a boring fucking character.
She's just a. Would you say she's just a female version of Superman?
I mean, damn. The only difference is her human counterpart when she's not Wonder Woman. She has money. So she really has no flaws or anything like that. I mean, she's a beautiful warrior princess with money.
Yeah.
I think that's why I don't like Superman that much, because there's no flaws to him other than fucking Kryptonite. I'm getting tired of that storyline, but there's no flaws to him. They make everything so perfect. Like you see in Captain America Winter Soldier, where Captain America, they set him up to be perfect, but even he has weaknesses and shit like that, whatever. He's outclassed, outfought, and he has morals and shit like that. There's more to that character than just what you see. And I've never liked runs on Wonder Woman, to be honest. I think Wonder Woman.
Has there been a Wonder Woman movie or just like a TV movie?
Just TV movies. movies. I know they had a TV show that got canceled on the pilot.
So a Supergirl anything, or is that just made up bullshit?
No, that's a real thing.
Okay.
Supergirl's another fucking problem I have. A lot of DC women characters actually have a problem with. So Supergirl, you got... Okay, so we all know this origin of Superman, right? Family made a ship only big enough for him to fly, and even though they knew the planet was going to blow up, okay, that's stupid enough right there. They shipped him out, and then years later, Supergirl comes and says, your cousins, my parents built a ship for me because your dad told my parents this, and they only built a ship big enough for me as well and shipped me. I'm just like, wow, what a coincidence that is, huh? What a big fucking coincidence, huh?
You know what? I would say Harley Quinn.
Superheroes.
Can't you say supervillains, too?
Yeah, but no, it says superheroes. We're answering a question here.
Okay.
You ain't big enough, can you?
Besides those three? Besides Wonder Woman and... Not really.
Yeah, DC has Black Canary as well. Huntress. Huntress has worked with Batman a couple of times.
There's not many, is there? Female.
There's a lot of them, actually. Shitload of them. Spider-Woman, actually. She had a nice run for a while. They kind of gave up on her. She-Hulk. She has some interesting stories at times.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of on and off, though. What else can I get into? Black Canary, I like her fighting style. I never really give a shit about her in the book, though. So. I never really give a shit about her in the cartoons, either, to be honest. She's just Arrow's love interest, if you will. Yeah, Ms. Marvel is definitely my favorite. Black Widow has gotten better as well, too.
Scarlet Witch?
Oh!
Wasn't she?
Scarlet Witch is bad at, and Wasp.
Yeah, Wasp. That's the one I've been trying to think of. Yeah, Wasp.
Yeah, actually, Marvel beats DC on women characters on that one. Because they also got a,
Elektra?
No, I wasn't going to say Elektra. Damn, I forgot her fucking name now. Holy shit. Oh my god, I'm blanking on the name now. Oh yeah, they got the Exodus, of course. They got Storm and shit like that. That's what I'm going to say. Storm. Storm is one of the best female characters of all time.
Does she have a lot of standalone comics?
She has a lot of standalone story. There's a lot of standalone story, especially. I mean, she damn near comes the leader of the X-Men at one point too, to the point where she's the queen of Africa because she married Black Panther and shit like that. So mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of backstory on that character there.
There is let me find it, a DC comic superhero girl named Little Mermaid.
The New 52 has kind of ruined some female DC characters as well, especially with Teen Titans, Starfire. They made her into a whore. Like, seriously.
A whore.
She's really a whore now, to say the least.
Which
I have a problem with. You gotta be a whore, fine.
I'm looking at a list. You know, I'm just kind of, I don't recognize a lot of names. I see a lot of Tokyo shit for Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah, Sailor Moon's always had some. But, I got a fun question right here I want to ask you. And it's our last question, too, people. I was reading ahead of it. It says, who would win in a fight between Hulk, Superman, and Mr. Incredible? My money is on Superman because he can fly, of course. I don't need shit.
Optimus Prime can fly him, too. Does that mean he can beat Superman?
It only took you about four movies, and let's see, each one was over 2.5 hours, so 2, 4, 6, 8. Wow, you put about 12 hours of time into the franchise. Fly to the shit.
And about, let's see, about 14, 12 years? 10 years?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm coming for you.
That's
the line of the year to end the movie with.
Mr. Incredible is not shit compared to those two.
Yeah, I'm about to say it. Come on now.
He's
I'm going with the Hulk, baby.
He is green, so maybe he is kryptonite.
He has unlimited strength.
Yeah. And I don't think he ever gets hurt.
And when he does, you gotta remember, anger makes him stronger. So if you Superman and you just pounded him in the face, you're making him angrier. And it's gonna make him stronger. So and I don't know if you know, but there's an animated video on YouTube, Hulk versus Superman. That's a pretty good animated video.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, they didn't declare a winner or nothing like that. They just like kind of made both just beat the hell out of each other and shit. So, yeah, I'm going with Hulk. Hulk smash. Hulk smashes. He smashed that dick.
I would probably say Hulk too. Superman's not shit, really.
No, he really isn't. I mean, if a green piece of shit can break his ass, I mean, what do you think the Hulk gonna do?
And maybe the Hulk's kryptonite. We don't know what's in that shit.
It takes a brains to kick the Hulk's ass. And after watching that last Superman movie, actually the last two Superman movies I've seen, or whatever, which was Justice League War. Yeah, I don't think he has any of that. So yeah, Hulk's gonna smash that ass.
No, they'll just destroy the city like Man of Steel.
Yeah, Superman's way of beating the Hulk is I'm just gonna keep punching him.
I mean, can the Hulk die? Or is it the? Yeah, he can't die, can he?
No, I would say no. He always comes back. The comic heroes can't die at all. Let's just go ahead and say it. They always find a way to come back.
Even if
Banner can't die though.
What?
Even Bruce Banner can't die though.
Yeah, even thinking of Avengers, that he put a bullet in his mouth. And the Hulk just spit it right back out.
Yeah, so they made that very clear. Bruce Banner ain't going nowhere. So, well, people, it's been another Throwback Tuesday. Throwback Tuesday, episode 56. I am the phenomenal one. Movie12Podcast.com, of course.
This is Z from thefancritic.com.
And we will catch you people next week on another edition of Throwback Tuesday when I'm coming for you.
When Throwback Tuesday bites again.
That's what I'm going to call it. You know, fuck it, I'm changing the name. Throwback Tuesday. So I'm coming for you.
And we...
The cheesiest fucking line of all summer franchises.
And we shoot off to space. Because we just figure out how to fly.
Throwback Space. We're coming for you.
Later, bastards. Later,
everyone.